here on today's Lely Radio Sports Page for Let's Get to Know You segment with New Pleasantville head baseball coach Adrian. Luke, let's just start off our conversation. You know, you've transitioned now into this role of head baseball coach. You served an assistant before then under head coach Sheldon Card. Kind of how has the transition you feel gone for you so far?
Pretty good. It's like I've said, it's just a lot of details and stuff that things that I have to do now that I didn't have to do in the past. But the details, those two things that I'm learning, and we're getting through it. So,
are you originally from Pleasantville or from somewhere else?
I graduated from Pleasantville. Yes. Yep.
Tell me about your family a little bit.
I have my wife, Jess. We've been married 24 years, 23 years. And I got three kids that all graduated from, or two that graduated from Pleasantville, Addie and Leah. And then I got a son on the team, Brody.
What do you do for a living? What takes up your time?
I work for Nationwide Insurance in the IT.
What is your all-time favorite food?
Probably a ribeye.
How do you like it cooked?
Medium rare.
Dream job if money or location was not a factor?
Probably something involved in baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have experience coaching baseball before you came to Pleasantville? Or?
I coached a travel club team with a lot of these kids as they were growing up. And then as they started getting older, and I realized I kind of liked the game or liked the coaching. So that's when I kind of got involved with the high school and then just kind of stuck.
Do you feel that it's kind of been a neat experience being able to watch these kids grow up?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's a fulfilling thing to see, you know, you start with these kids and see them get better and see them have success and help them to learn, get through the ups and downs of the game and help them, hopefully, in life eventually.
Do you have an all-time favorite movie?
I'd have to say probably either Top Gun or Tombstone.
Two good choices. Outside of work or coaching, do you have something you like to do in your free time?
I enjoy fishing. Yeah, but I like to go fishing with my dad, Jake, my son, and my dad, and go fishing.
Anywhere around here?
Around here, we go to Rathbun.
I won't ask you for your spot.
No.
all-time favorite book you've ever read, if you read it all?
I do. I've read a couple books in the lately. I don't know if they're my favorite, but the last one I did read was The Heads Up Baseball by Ken Revisa.
Favorite, if you play one at all, favorite board game?
Not much of a board game guy.
Do you like cards at all or anything?
I don't play a lot. I used to play pitch quite a bit growing up, but I haven't played a bunch lately.
What is a best trip or vacation you've ever been on?
Been to Hawaii twice. That was fun. But that was before a couple of my kids were born, so like, full family vacation. We go to Florida quite often, and I enjoy going down there with my family.
Bucket list place you'd like to go, you've never been, and that you'd love to go someday?
I would like to go to the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. I think that would be cool. I've been quite a few places, so I like going to Montana and that type of area, up in that area.
Favorite flavor of ice cream?
Lately, I've been eating the Reese's and banana, like a Fizz from Fizz in Carlisle. That's been one of my go-tos.
Favorite college or professional sports teams you cheer for?
The Hawkeyes. Hawkeyes and Cubs.
Okay. Favorite type of music you like to listen to?
Country.
Any pets at home?
No, not at this moment. We had a dog for a while. Not anymore.
When you were growing up and you were younger here in Pleasantville, what did you like to do with your friends, like when you were a kid?
We hung out. We played sports a lot in the yard and, you know, ride our bikes and go to the pool and all that fun stuff you used to be able to do.
If you could spend one day with a famous person, dead or alive, who would it be?
Ooh. I don't know. Maybe Donald Trump.
That'd be an interesting choice. That would be an interesting guy to spend a day with. Favorite annual tradition, maybe something to do with your family once a year?
We don't really do a whole, like, I usually take, my wife both usually take the vacation off over Christmas break for school, so we get to spend some time together as a family at that time. That's.
If you could eat only one type of sandwich the rest of your life, what would it be?
Ooh. I like the, I don't even know what it's called, but it's one of the, I have celiac, so I can't have the bread, most of the bread, but I like the one from Jimmy John's with the peppers and the oil on the Italian one, yeah. I think it is. I don't know what it's even called or the number, but.
Go-to candy.
I'm more of a fruity like gummy type of guy. So like a, I like the wild berry, like trolley gummy.
Yeah.
The gummy worm thingies.
Favorite season and why?
Spring and fall, just the weather and the, I like the cooler weather. See the changing of the everything outside. I like to see that.
Who is a person in your life that's a non-family member you would most likely go to for a piece of advice?
Not sure. I mean, at this point, like, if it was baseball-wise, I would talk to Sheldon. I've talked to him a few times already. Most of them pretty tight with my family, so I really would probably lean on my family more than anything. So,
yep. Favorite pizza topping?
Pepperoni.
A meal, if any, that you could cook really well? You'd specialize in cooking.
I like to smoke meat, so I like to do some loins and like a pulled pork and stuff like that.
Okay. Are you a guy that likes to be up early or stay up late?
Probably stay up late.
And my last question for you, Luke, is, you know, as we record this, we're about 1 week into the season for Pleasantville, and what are you most looking forward to in your first season as Pleasantville baseball coach?
Just seeing the guys, seeing how we can react to the ups and downs, if we can keep them in the mental state that we need them to stay in. Just kind of looking forward to seeing where we end up. I think we have a chance to be a pretty good team. But yeah, just looking forward to spending it with the guys and my coaching staff and kind of seeing where we end up.
That's been a Let's Get to Know Your segment with new Pleasantville head baseball coach Luke Adrian. Thanks.
All right.